Snap back, no pressure, throws it underneath to Neighbors, and a terrific tackle by Overshown. Has him right now at about the 30.
It is time for Star Up, Star Down, as opposed to Star Down, Star Down the past 2 weeks here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby. It's a Cowboys Friday. It's a victorious one after the 20-15 road win against the New York Giants. And Star Up, Star Down is brought to you by Crown Royal. Proud to be the official whiskey of the NFL. And let's start off with Overshown and this Cowboys run defense. They hold the New York Giants to 26 yards on the night, an average of 1.1 yards per rush.
Yeah, it's really good. It was funny. I was up here and Walchuk was talking about, man, they've held Devin Singletary to 1.7 yards per carry. I'm like, yeah, and he's the efficient one tonight. Like, he's showing more efficiency than the rest of the team is, because it's actually half a yard lower when you look at the entire group. But Overshown absolutely is Star Up. That's somebody who, I think that's the way you hope all 53 people generally respond to the losses they've had recently. Like, whenever teams talk about, we're going to come out there locked in, and you know, I think fans anticipate it needs to look like the way Overshown looked last night, where it's, I'm doing everything the right way today, and not just that, I'm coming out with like an extra energy.
Yeah.
And like, you see it on the field, and I'm coming out with intensity, and I'm trying to bring that and match that level with the way that I've talked this week. But
he was flying around.
And the really, as much as a lot of the run defense has played better last night, there were still tackling issues, not with Overshown. Overshown was finished, it was form, it was angles, everything about the way Overshown played I thought was great.
He had 8 tackles, 1 pass defended, and whenever I can hear him speak, I like to.
It was put out there, you know, on a couple networks, couple shows, you know, a couple people that coach from home. But like I say, we see all that, and you know, we humans, but most of all, we grown men and competitors. And when you throw that word around, you know, we don't take that lightly. So this whole week, we've been wanting to come out here and showcase what we're capable of. Now we just got to stack them.
Bad job by me with the setup. That was Overshown responding to talk about hearing the noise of the defense being soft.
Yeah. Maybe Jason Garrett pulled the old Nick Saban and yeah, gave them a little bit of intensity for this one.
I love DeMarvian Overshown. I had a massive problem when I heard this last night.
Because he said, we hear it all?
We see all of it. He said, we see all of it.
It's
know
just
this
being
is
honest.
I understand that's being honest, and I want them
not
to be
the rest of them who lie about it.
Sure, I want them to be honest. Here's the only issue is that we've talked about this before. It is negligent to tell people when they come to Dallas, block out the noise, because that's not possible.
You can't, people that coach from home,
you can't do that. You can't tell somebody to block out the noise. That's negligence, because they will hear it. And if you're not equipping them to, like, here's how you deal with it, then they're going to get pulled down by it. That was something that happened a lot of times, I think, to Taco Charlton and Tristan Hill and guys like that.
Classic case of overthinking, Bobby. Do not rob this young man of his genuine character and transform him into your robot.
I don't have a problem
with
it. Your
robot quarterback. You just said you had a massive problem with
it. No, I have a problem with the general sense that has come out of the locker room this week. That summarizes it. That is not just hearing things. It almost sounds like seeking it out. Like that they've wanted to find out what the narratives have been, and that they're not just hearing it, they're going and finding it. And that's a problem to me.
That's like 3 steps of assumption by you. Like, I assume that like they're going like to the blog, into like the message boards, and ask Reddit, and they're like really, really seeking it out to want to know what people are saying about
them. When you piece together everything Dak had said about, hopefully we're not listening to these things this week, you piece together what Mike has said about specific narratives. Like, if you take all of it and summarize with that, you can hear it. That, I think that's a clear picture.
I mean, they're sports fans. They probably watch a lot of the stuff with their downtime.
Human beings.
Yeah, and then, like, you know, I'm sure something like
Tolos,
that.
Tolos, probably.
Yeah, I'm
Brandon
sure.
Brandon Aubrey probably telling everyone what we've been saying.
No doubt.
Big pregame star, Aubrey. Holy crap.
Dude.
By the way, you can't. That's a bad move on Posty's part. You can't have him sign the jersey in a color ink that doesn't show up.
Was it like a gray?
It was black on the blue number. You could barely see it. It needs to be one of those silver ones in that situation. Mm. Bad move on Posty's part.
This is what our show analyzes right
here. I know, right?
105 through the
very back. Skinny legs on Post Malone, too.
I have a bad Brandon Aubrey scary note, as one of my best friends apparently lives in the same neighborhood as him. he's a Giants fan, and he said Aubrey was out walking with his wife the other day, and it ran across him while he was out with a walk with his dog to, like, maybe drop the leash.
Oh, my gosh.
For a second. Oh, my gosh. And so if Brandon Aubrey gets bit, if the Giants... This is the type of stuff you get the real truth here on this show. If the Giants are ever good and it's a game that means something,
yeah,
and Brandon Aubrey gets attacked by the dog, I know who did it. He said, I saw Aubrey out walking. I thought for a split second to let my dog attack him.
Gosh,
but the Giants, we want the draft pick. So he kept the dog on the leash.
They wanted to level the play field. Each team shouldn't have a kicker.
Well, it is the Cowboys' best weapon.
Well, until the end, it was the under's best weapon. But let's continue star up, star down.
Okay, so let's see. Let's go star up. You already did the run defense. I will go.
I just did one guy on the run defense, if you want to take it to other people with Overshown.
No. Well, I mean, I had Overshown on there too, but I will do this. Rico. Somebody on this team went for over 4 yards a carry.
Lamb is in a slot on the right this time. Snap to Prescott, looks right, now goes screen left. Dowdle with a block to the 10, to the 5. He's into the end zone, touchdown.
And that was on a pass. So
yeah,
you got Rico coming at you from both angles. But, you know, the running game was not great last night, but it was much, much better than it had been.
80 yards, ended up at 3.5 a carry.
And it did, yeah. And, you know, Rico, over 4 a carry. Zeke, close to 4 a carry. Not quite, but close. I think this is probably as good as you're going to get from the running game at this point. And, you know, I don't know what they're going to do. I was talking with BetMGM tonight, yesterday, Sean,
on
the BetQL Network. And they were asked, just like, what are they ever going to, are they going to do anything with the running game? I'm like, no, man, it's fine. Jared Tolos is fine.
I had a couple of Tolos ask me, why is Zeke's numbers, why are his carries declining? Why are his numbers declining?
Because his play is.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a fair question with the way that Jerry hyped it up.
Yeah.
As Jim Brown coming over from New England. Now, you know the real answer they saw it declining 2 years ago, and for some reason they decided that he should still be the guy. But how encouraged were you by the running game? I was like, okay, that's better.
Encouraged to the point of saying...
McCarthy definitely, like Brandon Cooks was the emphasis last week to start off. This seemed to be the emphasis as people were losing their minds over the opening play calls of run, run, pass to start. Tolos were ticked off over that.
Yeah, that's your nickname for Brian Schottenheimer, R2P2.
R2P2.
And so I liked what I saw because what they showed
run, run, pass, punt.
I like what they showed on Thursday because all I need from the running game baseline, just bare minimum, in order for it not to affect the passing game, is be enough that the defense is forced to respect what you can do there. Like they're going to have to like commit defenders to it. They can't just go, oh, we can run 5 in the box and stop this run game. That's no problem. Like, you need to at least have that level of it. Last night, they showed at least a run game that defenses have to account like bodies for. And so to me, that as a minimum is there. Zeke, I thought, look, old school Zeke on that first carry when they got the ball back after the fourth down miss, where he got contact at about the 4 yard mark and bowled forward for an extra 4 yards. Dowdle had a couple good runs. CeeDee Lamb leads your team with 3 runs of 10 yards or more this season. The rest of the guys on the team have 1. That's Rico Dowdle in week 1.
Yeah.
So they did some things where I felt like if they needed to really run the ball and they had the ball more, they probably could have had some success on the ground, is what I figured yesterday. Another star up for me, Hunter Lipke.
Yes. Yep.
Holy cow. I don't know if anybody played more efficient than him.
And they're going to run the play, hand it to Lipke, coming left, breaks a tackle across the 40, all the way up to the 45-yard line. You cannot stop Hunter Lipke. You can only hope to contain him.
3rd and 3, 6:26 left in the first quarter. Lipke converts the third down with an 11-yard reception. Keep the drive going.
3rd down catch to the fullback.
Rico Dowdle scores a few plays later. 2nd quarter, right there. You just heard it. 4th and 1, which I still think that is an awful call, regardless of the results. I don't think you go for it on 4th and 1 on the wrong side of the 40 in a game like that, but it worked out. But Kayvon Thibodeau breaks through the line of scrimmage, makes contact with Lipke behind the line of scrimmage. He shakes the tackle, converts the 4th down. The very next play is the CeeDee Lamb touchdown.
Yep.
Third and one, 3:10 remaining. He gets the fullback dive, converts. They drink 2 more minutes off the clock to close that game. And he had 3 tackles on special teams yesterday. That was somebody who...
And the fourth and one clincher, basically.
Yeah, he extended...
Fourth and one.
He extended all of... He extended all your touchdown drives, and he took time off the clock at the most crucial moment. I genuinely don't know if they win the game last night if Hunter Lipke's not there.
Give us his background, a story.
He was a running back at North Dakota State, I think he was at, or one of those Dakota schools. But he was a running back, like a single back. This is the first time he's played fullback in his career. Just kind of a bigger, stronger, classic, like Jerome Bettis, Bam Morris type of runner. But somebody with some receiving ability, and he's had to learn to become like a lead blocker and play that position, but he's transitioned to it well. I think they feel like if they needed to, they could play him in single back and have him run if they needed.
Wow. This was not a flash. This is not just a little charity case. This actually felt legitimate throughout the game for my next star up.
Hand off to Singletary. He's going to be thrown for a loss. Wow. Mozzie Smith at the point of attack drove him back.
Did it finally happen? Did Mozzie Smith not just flash for a play? He was slamming dudes on the ground. He played with an overshown type intensity. Bobby, what did you see from the big fella finally?
This was the best game he's played in his career by far. We'll go back and watch the tape as we talk about it. And we'll have some post-hut clarity tomorrow maybe. But
tomorrow's Saturday.
Or Monday, whatever. But this is throwing me off a big, like, so much. But overall, this was not just somebody who Mozzie Smith played good. This was no Mozzie Smith was a force. Mozzie Smith was a difference maker. Mozzie Smith flashed more at the one technique in this game yesterday than anybody you've had play one technique for you in several years. I don't remember somebody doing that in the run game as consistently as he was. He was bullying John Michael Schmitz, and that's the guy that Paul Schwartz told us yesterday. He's like, it's a work in progress. So I don't want to take anything away from him, though. Unvarnished, good news. That is the most positive thing that you got out of yesterday that was like you were not expecting.
Jerry Jones may be glowing about that at 10:30 today with the KNC Masterpiece. Let's take some of your calls. Reaction to the game. How good does it make you feel heading into a weekend? Or, hey, it's a win. And the heat is off for 10 days before the Steelers. And Bobby's going to give us the injury updates on Micah and Tank next on a Cowboys Friday with Sean and RJ.